You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Kia ora, that's right, you're listening to the R1 News at 1. We'll be back in just a moment with the bulletins, but first up for you, this is This Dog with Bug Eyed.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, 5th June. I'm Jemima. In national news, 9,000 fewer New Zealanders have been unable to access specialist mental health services and addiction services over the last 5 years. The Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission's Kua Tīmata Te Haerenga 5-year monitoring report released today has shown thousands fewer people have been unable to access specialist help, while a parallel uptick of people are utilising their primary health providers and GPs for mental health and addiction support. The report pinpoints significant staffing shortages and recruitment challenges, with a shortage of psychiatrists, psychologists and registered nurses as the main contributor to the country's declining accessibility for specialist mental health support. Speaking to RNZ, Mental Health and Wellbeing Chief Executive Karen Osborne said the figures were concerning, with a constrained workforce and shortages having a real impact on the ability of people to receive the support that they need in a timely way. The Commission's recommendations include calling on Te Whatu Ora to develop both a mental health and addiction workforce plan and develop an action plan to meet the needs of Māori accessing specialist services by June 2025 and acute community options to meet the needs of youth. A report by the Ministry of Justice has found youth crime has gone up in the year ending June 2023, RNZ reports. The age group of 14 to 16-year-olds facing police action for serious and repeat offending has increased by 26%. Although it is trending upwards in the last year, youth crime has been more than halved in the past decade. The report also shows that police are taking proceedings against tamariki and rangatahi Māori at more than 2 times the rate of other children and young people. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith, speaking to RNZ's Checkpoint, said the government were aware of the issue that Māori were overrepresented in both the adult and youth justice system, and they were working to change that. Goldsmith pointed to truancy and failures in housing policy as an issue contributing to youth offenders, and deterrence as being clearer consequences for crime, more options in the youth offender categories, and youth boot camps, saying that with the justice system, quote, a light approach touch works, end quote. Just Speak NZ spokesperson Charles Harvey says it is clear the current wave of youth offending is driven by poverty and that the government's tough-on-crime policies will be unlikely to work, pointing to international evidence that shows police contact with young people was ineffective in reducing crime and incarcerating young people tends to increase their chance of reoffending in the future. He says a primary focus needs to be on preventing youth from entering the youth justice system in the first place. In international news, Mexico elected its first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum, on Sunday. As reported by Al Jazeera, Sheinbaum was the former mayor of the capital, Mexico City, and her election continues the current governing left-leaning Morena Party's power in Mexico, taking over the presidential role from outgoing President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who was elected in 2018. Mexico's election was certain to lead to their first female president and the major opposition candidate, Xochitl Galvez, who conceded defeat on Sunday night after the quick vote by Mexico's National Electoral Institute indicated Sheinbaum to win on 58% of the national vote. And in local news, the play area on George Street, consisting of 3 seesaws, has been closed for maintenance. The playground only opened up a month ago at the beginning of May. The DCC has yet to address this on their community notice board. This has been the R1 News for Wednesday, 5th June. Today's bulletin was written by Jemima Lorimer and read to you by Jemima Lorimer.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.